My God, look at the time. 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means that it is time for, ladies and gentlemen,
Mom Bomb.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got my mom yesterday, and today, dropping bombs like crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mama Kush is going to drop some mom bombs on us. What's up, Mama Kush?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How many times in the last week have you spoken to your boy Seth on the telephone?
Zero.
Mom bomb!
What about when we talked on Sunday when you called me at dinner?
Mom bomb!
Yes. Mom bomb!
Yeah, I called you. You didn't call me.
Yeah, but I answered. Mom bomb!
Didn't you only answer, Seth, because you had half a glass of red wine and you were a little buzzed?
Mom bomb!
Mom bomb!
No, he didn't answer. He had to call me back.
My phone was in my pocket. I don't like to be rude at dinner and have it on the table, so when I was checking it, when there was a lull in the conversation with my wife, I saw you called and I asked her if it was okay if I call you back at dinner.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Mom bomb! Was it a thorough conversation that you had with your son?
No, I was asking him to do me a favor.
And I'm doing you the favor.
What is it?
To pick up my dog on Sunday before we get back from Chicago.
Oh, and are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
All right, there you go. It's good of you.
That's not a bomb-worthy zone.
No, not bomb-worthy.
Oh, Dad said, I don't think you should bother him.
Dad bomb.
Well, I appreciate Dad looking out for me. I mean, I'll go to Tampa to pick up Macy. It's all good.
Yeah, like I really ever ask favors of you.
Mom bomb! Three passive-aggressive bombs on that one. Mom's dropping bombs all over the place. It's a 5 o'clock mom bomb. We got Mama Kush on the phone. Go ahead, Mama Kush.
And by the way, you can pay the bill and I'll pay you back.
You're prepaying, right?
Yeah, I'm prepaying.
Okay, thank you.
I think she was sarcastic. Was that sarcasm, Mama Kush?
Yeah, I'm prepaying. I mean, Seth would probably have fainted in there had to pay a $250 bill.
Mom bomb.
Well, I mean, it's not my dog. I shouldn't have to pay while you guys are gallivanting in Chicago.
Well, it's not like I wouldn't give you the money back if you had to put it out.
Mom bomb. Man, your mom's bombing it today.
I think you're being an unfair judge.
I don't know, dude. She's dropping bombs atomically. Mama Kush, do you know about Seth's new table?
No.
Seth, tell her about the new table.
Mom, my friend Max made us a dining room table.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Like what kind of dining room table?
It's made out of wood.
Well, how many does it seat?
I think it can get 6 comfortably.
Well, when are you going to invite us over?
Well, we need to get chairs first, so as soon as we find those, we'll have you on over. No problem.
Oh, wait. He made the table, but no chairs?
Mom bomb!
I don't think chairs are in his wheelhouse. I think he's good at making tables.
Can you send me a picture of it?
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of the table.
What'd you do with the other set?
It's in the spare room, but I'm probably going to put it by the dumpster.
Oh, wow. So was it a surprise or you had contracted him?
Contracted him.
I think he offered to make us a table, and then Phoebe gave him instructions on what she was looking for.
Wow. Is she happy with the results?
She loves it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. That's really nice.
Good.
Probably around Christmas time or so. Hanukkah.
Thanksgiving, maybe?
Are you really going to throw away your old table? I'll take it off your hands.
You want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a table.
$50.
$25.
Deal.
Mom bomb! Anything else you have for your son, Seth, today, Mama Kush?
No, but I think you should give it to Drew for free. I mean, come on. It's not gold or anything like that.
Well, I do a lot for Drew every single day. And, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't have a problem breaking me off $25.
Okay, well, come on.
I got
it. You don't make yourself sound like that. And let people think you really are cheap like that.
Mom bomb! Saved me $25. Mama Kush,
do you know how much Drew makes?
Did
that's a mom bomb.
Shh, booby. No,
that's a mom bomb.
No. My salary is not a bomb bomb.
That's a bomb bomb.
My salary and bonus structure here is not a bomb bomb.
He makes like 10 times what I do.
That's not true. Quite. Mama Kush, did you know that your son will be writing for a very popular St. Petersburg blog very shortly?
Did not know that.
That's because he got rejected by a St. Petersburg blog and he's not writing for a bomb bomb.
I know. I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay. You can't win them all. He applied, and they didn't reject him, but they never called him back.
I thought I had a great idea, St. Pete Spotlight. I love the Berg rejected me.
Can you believe that, Mama Kush? He gets a great idea to spotlight the Berg, and they won't even get back with him.
Well, honey, don't give up. I mean, someone else could hear it and might go for it, so don't give up.
Yeah, if anybody else wants you to write for free for your blog and promote it, then I'm available.
Mom bomb.
Oh, and by the way, Seth, I had breakfast with Aunt Joy last week.
Oh,
wow, talking to Aunt Joy again.
You mending some fences there, Mama Kush?
Yeah, kind of. Just want to let Seth know.
It's about time. I mean, it's nice that you're, you know, being friendly with your sister. This advanced age, I'm glad you realize what's important in life.
Ooh, Mom, Bob. What'd you have for brunch?
Well, wait, honey, I reached out to her. So just so you know that, I reached out.
But you also were the one that put the dagger in her heart when you cut off, you know, all talks.
Mom, Bob. Did you go to Brunchies, one of your favorite spots?
No, we went to First Watch.
Very nice. What'd you have?
I had the steel-cut oatmeal.
Very sensible.
Hey, Mom, did you know that Drew's mom sends him money every time he goes on vacation?
You know, Seth, it's not like we've never given you money when you've gone away. You guys went away, and I put $100 in Phoebe's new bag that I bought her.
Mom, Bob!
You did? What does that do for me? Yeah.
That was a while ago. I mean, a long time ago. But I mean, we've slipped you some money here and there.
Yeah.
Do you and Dad have any money invested in the stock market that you haven't told me about?
Yes, we do.
What are you invested in?
There's about 12 different stocks.
Really? Look at that.
Holding out on me.
Apple?
They're kind of, they're stocks with my investor.
There's no stocks and there's no investor.
She's got Enron.
Yes, my investor is Michael Smith. He is my Horace Mann investor.
Oh. Well, my broker is E.F. Hutton, and he says, remember those commercials?
No.
Oh, everybody had to be quiet when you said E.F. Hutton.
Oh, by the way, Justin Pulowski said you can write for my site for free. I'll do it.
There you go.
I love football.
You just got a blog. Well, Mama Kush, thank you for being part of the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb. You know we love hearing from you.
Yeah, well, Seth, if Dad and I don't make it back, all the insurance stuff is in the closet in our bedroom.
Yeah, well, who's in the will? Who gets all the stuff?
It's divided among you and your brothers.
Evenly?
Evenly.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Mom Bomb! I hope you get back safely, and have a great trip, Mama Kush. Thanks for being part of the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb.
And by the way, Drew, get some Neosporin for your nipple.
Mom Bomb!
Love you, Mom.
Nipple's killing me. Probably breast cancer.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
AC/DC singer Brian Johnson has been ordered to stop touring or risk a total hearing loss. Hearing loss. They have postponed, AC/DC has, the rest of its U.S. tour because doctors said Brian has to stop touring immediately. The band said in a statement that the 10 postponed dates, March 8th to April 4th, Atlanta to New York, would be made up later in the year, likely with a guest vocalist.
Oh, man.
I mean, look, I'm no huge AC/DC fan, but I will tell you that no one can sing like Brian Johnson.
Yeah, but if they were getting a guest vocalist, it would be somebody massive.
Right, but who can sing like him? Like, he's got a distinctive, just a shriek.
What about the guy from Rush?
Geddy Lee?
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it, but that'd be a great choice.
Just shouting stuff out. That's not really my era. I'm not familiar with it.
Listen to this voice.
No, I know it. Yow!
Maybe it could be you.
It is me.
That's actually pretty good.
I know.
Who knew?
I'm a closet AC/DC fan.
Do it again.
Back in black! Hit the sand! I've been too long, I'm glad to be back as I got loose from the noose. Cats keep me hanging around, I got the brothers and I ain't got
many rock stars walk away with hearing loss when it's all said? You would have to imagine a ton of them.
Just about every single one. Tinnitus, hearing loss. You got a little You Shook Me All Night Long in you?
No, I just like the other one, where you can kind of yell.
This was my favorite AC/DC song back in the day.
What's the other one that they play at all the sporting events?
Thunderstruck?
Yeah. Thunder.
You know this one, right?
Sure. You shook me all night long.
Yeah. His voice is just unmistakable, Brian Johnson.
They were the Shorts.
She was a fast machine. She kept the water clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had shaggy size. Telling me no,
I don't know who can sing like that. You like.
Yeah, the lightning come out to this.
They sure
yeah.
do.
Thunder!
He sounds like Gonzo from the Muppets. So I want to ask you what you refuse to give up, even though you know it's bad for you, other than, of course, smoking.
I got to imagine he's going to go back out on tour one day, despite what the doctors say.
Eventually. In 2014, founding member of AC/DC and rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young retired after he was diagnosed with dementia. The same year, longtime drummer Phil Rudd was arrested and accused in a murder plot. Those Aussies, man, they don't mess around.
What if your doctor said that this job is causing you hearing loss?
What?
Would you give it up?
All right, pretend you're my doctor and you're telling me that this job is giving me hearing loss.
Your job is giving you hearing loss because you have to wear headphones every day. It's damaging your ear area, so I'm going to need you to think about a new career.
What? Huh?
This is like I'm talking to my dad here with the hearing jokes.
What?
Your dad has a hearing device, doesn't he?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
So.
So what? It's hereditary?
It might be. Maybe you should actually see a doctor. When's the last time you got a physical?
What?
Can you pretend that you can hear me again?
Huh?
Good God, man.
Last time I got a physical?
Yeah. Not that they check your hearing in that.
What? Last time I got a physical, don't laugh at that, Nikki. It only encourages me.
Don't.
The last time I got a physical, okay, O-Rock flipped stage, flipped formats and fired everybody in 2008.
Oh, no.
And I had 3 months of health coverage, and so I decided to get a physical before, so like, what, 2008 to 2009 to 8 years.
No wonder you've been having chest pains today.
It's not chest pains. My nipple hurts.
That over your heart.
That's not where your heart is. Your heart is here.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your heart's right in the center.
Oh.
This is my nipple, and it's killing me. It doesn't. I have nipple pain. I don't know what happened. I think when I run, I think my shirt might have chafed my nipples.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Right. Well, my right nipple is just killing me today, like an ingrown hair or something.
Stop rubbing it.
Like, I can't stop. You know when something hurts and you just keep.
I know you were looking at it during the break. Bone TV got a real thrill.
I had to turn my back on Bone TV, just like I've turned my back on the chat room. And it just my nipple's killing me right now.
All right, well, get some ointment or something.
There's no ointment that's going to make my nipple any better. I hate saying nipple.
I hate saying ointment.
Galvin, what is happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, I know you're a big fan of terrible hearing jokes, so I want to set it up, and you have to work with me, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great.
I'm going to tell you, I got a new hearing aid. You asked me, what kind is it?
Got it.
Okay, hey, Drew, I got a new hearing aid.
Hey, what kind is it, Galvin?
About 330.
What?
Thank you.
That's a good one. Thank you for that. That's an outstanding contribution to today's radio program. Thank you much.
Real quick, two things. One, Seth, fantastic job on the She's the... merch guy, or he's the merch guy for Aerosmith.
Thank you, Galvin. I appreciate that.
But you're really showing how you know nothing about rock, suggesting that Geddy Lee fill in for Brian Johnson. That was a terrible idea.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of guys who have strange voices.
High-pitched voice. Yeah, I got you. But, I'm in agreement with you. I don't think anybody's filling in for Brian Johnson.
Yeah, there's just nobody who has that kind of voice. And I think Brian's probably the kind of guy a couple of years ago, you know what? I'm going to go out with a bang, and I'm going to go out there and give it all I've got.
I got to tell you, I don't even think it's loud music. I think it's whenever they fire off that cannon all the time.
Oh, my God. You might be right. It's because they do it for Thunderstruck, I'm sure. And then for those about to rock, fire! We salute you.
Yeah.
That's probably why I went deaf.
Too much.
What?
About 3:30.
Yeah.
Rack him.
Oh, he's out.
Do you know what?
What?
That was the first guy we've had on the phone today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, why'd you put him through, Nikki? Supposed to be all ladies on the phone.
It was a no-bro zone.
Why'd you answer?
I would like to point out that it's also the first time I laughed today. What?
What the hell, man?
What the hell what?
I don't know.
Why'd she put through Galvin?
Why'd you answer?
Why'd you put him through?
It's tough not to talk to Galvin.
What?
It's the hotline.
About 3:30.
Okay, well, that was a better joke because at least he didn't just say what like you were doing for 5 minutes.
Huh?
Okay.
We can act like it never happened. It's still all ladies.
No, I'd like to call.
Yeah.
What's that you say?
It's International Women's Day. Women's, women's, women's.
Okay.
Women's.